I do like my mic stands, though.
They're very nice.
Oh. The Germans make a high-quality mic stand.
Wow.
They do.
Okay.
K&M.
Gotcha.
Joyman. Great mic stand and a 5-year warranty, no less. Never needed it. You know why?
Because they're that good.
The Germans make a good mic stand. Hey, welcome to another episode of The Matt and Fiona Show. Thank you so much for joining us. We are incredibly glad that you're here. As always, off the top, do us a favor. Go to YouTube and subscribe to the channel. If you're already subscribing, like, comment, share, all that jazz. It really helps boost things up and get us access to more stuff.
Yes.
As far as features on YouTube, like the show on Facebook and on Instagram, you know, follow us, all that jazz. But share it with your friends. And if you're wanting to listen to it only, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and a couple other platforms. Again, liking and subscribing really helps us get more stuff out there.
Right.
Yes. It's very helpful. So go do it. Thank you. All right.
What he said.
It's my very polite pitch. The calmest pitch you've ever heard. All right. We are going to jump into a good topic today, I think.
I think so.
A little bit of an extension on last week's, or maybe it ties into last week's a little bit.
Right.
So if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to that before you listen to this one, I guess. We really wanted to discuss, and this had come up earlier this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a bit of a roundabout way.
Yeah, nobody did.
Who are you dependent on? Last week, in last week's episode, we talked about bringing God home and the importance of not just walking out your Christian walk when you're at church and when you're, you know, in the building, but bringing it home, doing that every day, living as a Christian in your day-to-day life.
Right.
Right. And part of that, the extension of that can be looking at who are you dependent on for your walk, for your Christianity, for your faith level.
For your salvation.
Yeah. And there's a lot we could dig into this, but when you grow up in a Christian home, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in our case, we're raising three kids. They have a lot of faith.
Right.
They are reliant on our faith.
Yes.
For a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they have the faith of a little child, which is obviously different than adult faith, because when you're an adult, you see reality, unfortunately, a whole lot better.
Yeah.
But as a kid, you're relying on your parents for most everything.
Yes.
Right? And your Christianity is no different. You rely, whether you realize it or not, your kids rely on you and leverage your faith,
mm-hmm,
and your walk with God and the way you connect with God to not only show them how, but also for that.
Right.
Right? The faith that we have as parents for our, you know, a child's healing when they're sick is likely going to be at a different level.
Yep.
Than their faith.
Well, and they're relying on us, right? Mm-hmm. Like our kids, when they're not feeling well, they don't necessarily go to their rooms and pray and lay hands on themselves, but they do come and they'll say, "Mommy, Daddy, can you pray for me?"
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they come to us for that, and we're grateful for that.
Yeah.
But
it's a big part of as you grow older, and you know, you get to that point where you have to create and develop your walk, your Christianity,
yep,
your relationship with God for yourself. Because again, you grow out of being a child who who's dependent on mom and dad. And your adult Christian walk is no different. You can't rely on your youth pastors, your, you know, flock care minister, your executive pastor, your head pastor, whatever title you want to throw in there. As a Christian, you have to develop your own walk. You have to walk out your salvation yourself. You can't be dependent on your pastor.
Nope.
And well, he will stand with you.
Yep.
If you ask him to, you have to take some responsibility for it and walk that out yourself, right? You have to develop all of those aspects. And I think that's something that is, can be overlooked a little bit in today's church, right? There's a level of hero worship that sometimes comes into play. And all of a sudden, the rock star pastor is the one that all of your doctrine just mirrors theirs.
Right.
Right. You know all of their catchphrases and all their, you know, their prayers that they do.
Right.
And there's a good and bad side to this, right? I still, every night when we do devotions with the kids, I pray over them and have, like, we do a family prayer thing.
Yep.
There's a section of my family prayer that's my mom's.
Yeah, completely. And
I didn't actively sit down as you were pregnant with Cohen and be like, all right, this is going to be the prayer we're going to do. And we're going to take this from my mom, and we're going to take this one from this, and this one from Dr. Sutton, and this one from Ed Cole. Like, there's a good and bad aspect of that, right? You can take that too far. But it's great to leverage those things as you're developing yours and flesh it out.
Yep.
Right? And I think a lot of people, their relationship, their Christian relationship is at times almost more, they're more dependent on their pastor than they are on God.
Yeah, and not only their pastor, sometimes it can be even parents. Mm-hmm. It can be, as you said, youth leaders.
Spouses,
mm-hmm. right? And if we're not careful, if our relationship with Jesus is through a human, then we are severely lacking a true relationship with Jesus. So, for example, if I know somebody through you, and I know that person because I know you and they know them, my relationship with that person, whether it's through business, whether it's just through some of the fathers of the faith that I came into the picture after, my relationship with that person is strictly through you.
Right.
Which means that my relationship with that person is not close.
Yeah.
My relationship with that person is not on a, you know, one-on-one, you know, if you're not in the picture, that person's not around.
Right.
And all too often, I mean, and we do that with friends too. You know, you may have a friend that you only hang out with when you hang out with another friend because it's really their friend and it's not yours. But people sometimes will treat Jesus that way. And they will, I know my pastor and he knows Jesus real tight. So therefore, and they're okay.
And that's great.
And that is great.
Yeah.
But they're content with that secondary level relationship.
Well, it becomes,
or they may not even realize it, that it's a secondary relationship.
I would assume that most don't, but it's also very, you know, that whole thing, that whole principle stems out of religion.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
There is a large church association group thing without me naming exactly who it is. But they have their own state. we'll see how much fun this one will get me in.
Okay.
If you are a member of that church, You as a parishioner, you don't have a direct relationship with God.
Oh, right.
Your relationship with God goes through the priest.
Right.
So you come in and you sit down with the priest and you confess your sins, not to God.
Right.
But to the priest. Yep. And then the priest mediates that to the Lord for you.
Which is again, completely...
I'm not trying to pick on that, that group, right? That's their doctrine. Cool. But we know in the Bible that, or through the Bible, that it says, you know, you can confess your sins to God.
Right.
And he will redeem you and wipe you clean.
Right.
Right? You don't need to go through someone.
But also the Bible says that we get to the Father through Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Our relationship is to be with Jesus.
Yeah.
And it is only through Jesus that we can get our salvation. And that is with a personal relationship.
Well, and I think that's the biggest thing, right? When I, if I'm out in my day-to-day work world,
right?
And if it comes up that, you know, I go to church, I always get asked, well, are you religious? I'm like, well, sure. Because that, because that's what most people understand.
Yes.
Right? But when I get talking to another person who's a Christian or who's religious, we can determine very quickly, or at least I can determine very quickly, if they are religious or if they have a relationship.
Yeah, and there's a there's a big difference between those
There's
two.
A massive difference between a relationship and a religion.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, to that point, to kind of tie in something you said earlier, you know all about Dr. Cole.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because I've talked about my one of my fathers in the faith, Dr. Cole, multiple times.
Yep.
Right? And how great he was. You've seen some of the like snippets I've pulled out of some of his books, all the stories, but you have no relationship with him.
Right.
You could tell half of his stories.
Right.
Because you've heard them from me, but you have no relationship with him.
Yeah.
You never met him.
Yep.
Does that mean that those stories and the things you've learned about him mean less? No. But it does mean that it's all secondhand to you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that direct communication.
Yep.
Right? When you are dependent on someone else for your Christianity, for your salvation, when you're depending on someone else for your healing, right? Over the years, and again, I've been in church my entire life. I literally grew up in it.
Yeah.
We've watched, and I've watched, countless people sit in the seats, sit in a row, and believe for a healing. But their belief for a healing went through the faith of their husband, of their wife, of pastor. It was not them, you know, coming to God and saying, hey, Lord, you know, your word says that you'll heal us.
Right.
That we are healed, that we are whole, that we are well, all of these things. If they don't have that relationship, very rarely, especially if they've been around it for a while.
Yeah.
Did they get the, did they ever receive their healing? Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Right.
Sometimes for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
We've watched that for years. I've watched it for years where families come into the church and mom and dad are on fire.
Right.
Or one of the two are on fire.
Right, yeah.
And somebody tolerates it. But I've watched the kids, if they don't, by the time they're teens,
hook up,
if they haven't developed their own relationship,
yeah,
it becomes very, very hard for them to stay.
Yeah. I'm going to point on that real quick. Just
sure.
Going back.
I was done.
Good. Cause I'm cutting in.
Excellent.
Excellent. Wonderful. Going kind of back to your comment, just because that I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Growing up, I grew up in church.
Right.
But I never, I guess, I don't know. I don't want to say never, but, I did a whole show on it, but I never, my relationship was through my mother or through my pastor, and I love my pastor, still do, of the church that I grew up in, but my relationship, I never was challenged or attempted to have my own relationship with Jesus.
Right.
So there came a time when it was just church. And not that Jesus meant nothing, but I hadn't established and built a foundation of my own in a relationship with him.
It just becomes a social thing that
it
you
was
did.
It was just something that I did. Mm-hmm. It was something that I had to wake up early to do, right? Just all these things. And what happened is I faded.
Right.
And because there was no relationship there, my any relationship I had was through my pastor. Now, the thing is I believed the word. Mm-hmm. And I knew all the things to say. I mean, I could fool anybody if I wanted to.
Right.
Because I grew up in it. But still, any relationship I had was secondary. It was through either my children's church workers. It was through mm-hmm. my youth pastor. It was through the pastor. It was through my mom. It was never my own relationship.
Right.
And I did. I walked away. I did a whole show on it. It's called Coming Home. But I walked away. And the one thing that I found is obviously I did find my way back over 20 years ago now. But when I came back, I came back because of Jesus. And the first portion of my life was a knowledge of him mm-hmm. through an individual.
Yep.
And I would rely on other people, mm-hmm. not myself. I would rely on other people if I needed stuff or wanted stuff or, you know, honestly, the thought of going to heaven. Well, yeah. You know, I mean, so-and-so, I'm really tight. My pastor loves me. So, you know, therefore I'm going to heaven. Cause I mean, that was always a big thing. It still is a big thing. But when I did come back, my relationship was direct with Jesus. And there is a huge difference. There's a peace. There's a joy. There's mm-hmm. a comfort. There's a clarity. When your relationship is truly in Jesus and you rely on him yourself and not through other people.
Yeah.
And there is a vast difference. The only thing, other thing I'm going to say about that is, I mean, we're coming up to Easter soon. It's in about a week and a half. And Easter specifically deals with what Jesus Christ did for us.
Right.
And what he did for us was so that we could have a direct relationship with him, mm-hmm. not through the pastor or priest, not through our parents, but it could be a one-on-one relationship, just like you have with the most important people in your life. The other thing I'm going to add to that is heaven and hell are real. And whether you believe that or not doesn't make it less real. Mm-hmm. The reality of it is a fact, no matter how you feel about it. But still, the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. And that is reliant on a relationship you have with him.
Yeah.
Your direction to heaven can't go through other people. Your direction through heaven has to go through Jesus Christ because he is the only way that you wind up getting to heaven. So a direct relationship with Jesus is very important, and we can't be lackadaisical with it, thinking that, well, we're tight with so-and-so who's tight with Jesus.
Right. And well, again, when you go through the sinner's prayer, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're asking Jesus to come into your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You're not asking Jesus to, you know, connect with you through so-and-so.
Right.
You're not asking him to work through an intermediary.
Right.
To achieve anything. You're right. Asking him to come into your heart and change you.
Yes. Right? Yes.
It is that personal. And, you know, it's very easy because we have great pastors.
Yeah.
Right? We just got back from a conference not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we were hanging out with a bunch of really good pastors.
Yeah.
Right? And while they also have a direct connection to Jesus.
Right.
Right? They can leverage that for you. They can stand with you. They have potentially a level of faith that you may not have.
Right.
And you can leverage that as well.
Yep.
But you can't be dependent on it. You have to find your own way. You have to develop your own walk. You have to develop that relationship.
Yeah.
Right. And it's just like anything else, right?
Mm-hmm.
I own a tech company, right?
Right.
We have a variety of suppliers. So I can create a relationship with my sales rep at a distributor.
Mm-hmm.
They can only help me so much,
mm-hmm.
right? If I'm having a problem with something or if I'm trying to figure something out, they may have some knowledge, but they may not have it all because they don't work for the company that makes what I need.
Right.
Right? When I develop that relationship with the manufacturer,
yep.
with someone at the manufacturer, they can help me solve a whole lot of problems.
Yeah.
And find solutions to a whole lot of things because they're the manufacturer. They're the ones who do it,
yep.
right? And while I can have a great relationship with that distributor or that local sales rep or whatever, yep. that doesn't necessarily get me any further with the actual manufacturer. And I've gone through quite a few issues over the years,
right,
problems yeah. that we've had to solve, right? Yep. Like issues aren't necessarily bad.
No, right? just They're it's just problem things, solving. Yeah.
Right. And my, the way in which I've developed relationships with people at the manufacturing level, even though I purchased through a distributor.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Means that when I have a problem, I go direct. Right. I don't call up the local guy who sells 50 different products or 50 different, you know, different lines
mm-hmm.
and ask them an intricate problem about this one thing. I call head office
yep.
and I talk to somebody I've met or developed a relationship with at head office and say, hey, this is what we're working on. How do we do this the right way? Or how do we solve this? Right.
Yep.
So when you're figuring out your church walk, your Christianity, and you're a great example of this.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I'm a really good example
yes,
of this.
Yes, you are.
Because as a pastor's kid, there's a reason a lot of pastor's kids walk away.
Yeah.
Not to say necessarily more than others.
Right.
But it's pretty high.
Yeah.
Most, shouldn't say most, forget I said most, even though it's probably true. A lot, a variety of pastor's kids are very flaky because they never developed their own relationship.
Yeah.
They leveraged mom and dad all the time. Yep. They showed up to church and just kind of futzed around because they were always there.
Yep.
Right? It is, and this is not a pick on pastor's kids day thing. Even though we could, we won't today.
We won't. Today's not that day.
We'll find a separate one.
Okay.
But it takes more work than normal as a pastor's kid, as a PK, to develop your own relationship than everybody else in kids' church, everybody else in youth group, because you're just around it so much it becomes commonplace, right?
Yep.
If you want to see God move in your life the way you want him to, you have to develop that relationship. You have to become dependent on him, not the fancy preacher with the good hair and the nice teeth, not the guy on TV who wears the $5,000 sneakers, who's cool.
Right.
You don't have, darn, I'm going to do it. You don't have a relationship with that guy who's on YouTube, we're on YouTube too. Darn it. If you don't have a relationship with God that supersedes your love affair with whoever's popular
right.
on TV or on YouTube or on Instagram.
So I'm going to, just going off of that, because a lot
save
of-
Save me from that hole so, I'm
no,
digging.
No, but so some of, let me- If all that was to go away, would your relationship with Jesus Christ stand?
Yeah.
If all your excited people, you know, because you could be surrounded by people who are excited about the fancy preacher.
Yeah. The lights, the smoke.
Yes. So it's easy if you're surrounded by people who have the same interests as you, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And you can easily go and see, experience that fancy preacher or whatever. Mm-hmm. If all of that went away, do you still have a relationship strong enough to stand
yep.
on your own?
Yep.
If everybody deserts you, do you have a relationship strong enough to stand? Do you choose Jesus over everybody else? Because mm-hmm. that really, I think, determines, you know, where your relationship with him is.
Well, you look at the disciples, right?
Ooh.
The 12.
Yep.
And they were heavily dependent on Jesus,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But after Jesus was taken up into heaven,
mm-hmm.
right? After he was raised from the dead and did his quick little tour and then was raised.
Yep.
Up.
Ascended.
That's the word I was
that's
thinking.
The, I figured. Thank you. You're welcome.
His disciples didn't go, oh, woe is us. We've lost our leader.
Right.
They went out and continued to spread the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Their relationship with God continued.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you want to talk about some people that had somebody to, quote unquote, leverage and be dependent
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Right? That's the example, right? Is after their leader, quote unquote,
right?
To after he was no longer there, no longer present,
mm-hmm.
no longer on the earth,
right?
Their relationship continued and grew stronger.
Yep.
And in most cases, they died for that relationship.
Yeah.
Right? They didn't die of old age.
No.
They died preaching about that relationship.
Yep.
That's the level.
Like killed, murdered, like they were.
I thought that was clear. Was that okay. not clear?
Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, yeah. We could go through the list.
No, it's okay.
Take a look at your relationship with God and make sure mm-hmm. that you are dependent on him and yeah. not on the people around you, not on the Bible, you know, group you're in on Facebook.
Right.
If that's a thing, I don't know, maybe.
Or even if you have a Bible study group,
yeah.
you can't be dependent on those people or that no. time together.
Yeah. Use it. Leverage
yes.
it.
Yes, absolutely.
But be dependent on God.
I'm going to throw one thing in before we finish.
I was going to
okay.
run,
I'm going to throw in one thing. Also be aware that if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you also follow the Bible. So that does not mean that you get to stay home from church because you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Because the Bible, which is the word of God, also says that you are to assemble yourselves together even more so as the days are shortening. So there are many people, well, I have a relationship with Jesus, so therefore I don't need to go to church.
Yeah, none of this, just to be clear, none of this is to say that that relationship with your pastor is not important.
Right.
But what we're saying is...
I'm just...
No,
just want to make that clear.
Yeah, if that's what you got out of this, listen to it again.
Listen to all of it.
Your relationship with your pastor is incredibly important.
Yes.
Maybe we'll do one on that too. But what we're saying is your pastor can't heal you.
Yes. No, only Jesus
now,
can.
As I said earlier,
mm-hmm.
leverage your pastor.
Yep.
The level of faith that they have will supersede yours.
Jesus Christ put your pastor in your life for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't go to church and your Christianity can't be based off your pastor. I mean, yes. Right.
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 Yeah.
But no.
There's nuance there.
It's all good. It's all good. But no, last thing, as far as what you had said with, you know, through the distributor to the manufacturer, it is always about who you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we just wanted to do this to encourage you that, you know, going to church is great.
Yeah.
You know, having a relationship and having fellowship with fellow believers is great. But if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you don't mm-hmm. have your prayer time with him. You don't have your Bible time with him. You don't have your praise and worship time with him.
Yeah.
You don't have your intimate moments mm-hmm. with your Savior himself, and you don't know him by name. That is a relationship that you need to establish, and you need to grow, and you need to build, because knowing Jesus through somebody is not going to cut it. Knowing him personally is what he wants and is what you should want.
Preach.
Just watching the clock.
That was our third closing, so we are
okay,
done.
We are done.
Got it? Perfect. Yes. All right. Thank you so much. We are going to wrap it there. If you were confused at all about the importance of your pastor in your life, listen to that again. Or we'll do one on that.
And I'm sure we have other ones based upon the importance of, I don't know.
I'm sure it threads through it.
Yeah, somewhere. It threads through. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Again, thank you so much for watching. You'll find links to the descriptions and everything below, as well as follows and all the jazz yep. is up there. But again, as always, like, subscribe, share with your friends. Thanks so much for watching. We will see you next week for another episode of The Matt and Fiona Show. Do we say it at the same time? That was cute.